The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him, and he was teaching and said, "By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he'll say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Thomas Aquinas once said that grace perfects nature. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's a way of saying that whenever God does something, he doesn't start from scratch. He starts with nature, which is already very, very good, and he elevates it, raises it up, and makes it capable of divine things. And that's an idea to keep in mind. It's very, very encouraging if you're trying to come to the Lord yourself, if you're trying to help somebody else find the way. It's very encouraging to understand you don't begin from nothing. Right? Human nature doesn't begin from nothing. And I'll try to explain it by going through a few examples here with you. And we're going to start with our mysterious first reading from the book of Numbers. And it tells us the story of Balaam, a character named Balaam. And who's Balaam? Balaam was a Mesopotamian occultist hired by the king of Moab to put a curse on Israel. Why would they want to send a curse on Israel? Well, the answer is because Israel upset the order of things in the land of Canaan. It used to be the land of the Jebusites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Moabites. And suddenly these Israelites show up, and they were never lived there before, and they upset the order of things. And so Moab decided to try to curse Israel, and Balaam goes to Israel, and four times he tries to cast a curse on Israel. It doesn't work. Israel is under God's protection. And just as an aside, always remain in a state of grace. God is your defense against all the powers of evil. So God was Israel's protection, and all Balaam can do is praise, praise, praise. And out of the mouth of Balaam, this pagan occultist, comes the very first prophecy of the Messiah. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel. Of course, the star is the star of Bethlehem, isn't it? And what's the staff? It's the authority of the one who would arise. First ever prophecy of the Messiah. And just goes to show, God is already beginning with the level of nature to raise it up to the level of grace. Another example for you here. If you ever get a chance to go to the Sistine Chapel in Rome, or if you don't go to the Sistine Chapel, you can look up the pictures these days on the computer, and you know, you can see the magnificent frescoes made by Michelangelo. And you look all around the Sistine Chapel, and it's image after image of God's divine revelation and all the peoples. You know, there's Moses and there's the prophets, and the Old Testament is there and the New Testament is there and the saints and the holy ones, and it all culminates in the last word in all of God's divine revelation, the person of Jesus himself. As you look around the Sistine Chapel, you'll find something that doesn't belong, something that doesn't fit the context. All around the edges are these ladies that are known as Sibyls. What's a Sibyl? A Sibyl was an ancient pagan Greek prophetess. You ever heard of the Oracle of Delphi? The Oracle of Delphi was a Sibyl. And Michelangelo deliberately painted these sibyls to show that even before God speaks a word of divine revelation, the natural foundations of grace are already present. Once again, grace perfects nature. It's true in the human heart as well. Priest was telling me the story of a retreat. He was trying to lead a retreat for teenagers. I don't know whether they were in high school or whether they were getting ready for their confirmation, but you know, you can imagine the difficulty. You know, trying to lead a retreat for teenagers, and he tried to get them to pray, and they didn't want to pray. And he tried to get them to say the rosary, and they weren't interested in saying the rosary. All they wanted to do was gossip about everything happening back at school. So one night, he led all the teenagers on a cold winter, very dark, perfectly clear, cold winter's night, led all the teenagers up the top of a mountain, climbing step by step with their flashlights to see the way. And when they got to the top, they all turned off their flashlights, and a hush settled upon the crowd as they all looked skyward at the magnificent array of stars, what with the constellations and the gentle covering of the Milky Way. And before the ancient majesty of God's creation, a hush fell across them all, and then they were ready to pray. The Psalms say the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Thomas Aquinas would say that grace perfects nature. I'll tell you another little story. When I was growing up, I grew up as a little boy in Billings, Montana. And Billings, Montana, once upon a time, was inhabited by the Crow Indian. And they told me a story back in the 1870s and 1880s, when the Northern Pacific Railway first stretched across the land, going from Chicago to Seattle, and it came through Montana territory for the very first time, bringing along with it diseases to which the native peoples had no natural defenses, and they started to die, especially of smallpox. And right outside Billings, Montana, the Crow Indian chief said, "It's the gods who are upset at us because of our crimes." And he took his 12 bravest warriors and his 12 finest horses, and he blindfolded the poor horses, and with his 12 warriors, deliberately rode them off the top of the largest cliff in town. You can still see it today. It's on the Sacrifice Cliff, plummeting to their deaths. Now, isn't it interesting that somehow, before anyone had ever so much as spoken a word of the gospel to these people, they already knew that disorder was somehow a consequence of sin, and that sin is somehow set right by sacrifice. They had the details wrong, but the principles were already there. And it goes to show you that grace perfects nature. Long before anyone speaks a word of a divine revelation, the heart is already longing for God, yearning for Him in the darkness. And long before anybody first speaks a word of divine revelation, nature already proclaims God's goodness. So it's a little Advent word of encouragement that I'd like to share with you today. If you're trying to prepare the way of the Lord, maybe for yourself, maybe for someone you love, please know God has already blazed a trail ahead of you. May we have the grace to follow in His footsteps. Amen.